All right.
Okay.
And you go by Rob, is that correct? Not Robert.
That's, yep, I go by Rob, yeah.
Okay. And
Robert,
I mean,
Robert, Rob,
yep.
Or whatever you want to call me. I get called lower, so.
And I know the check will say Robert because that's your official name, but
Yeah.
but anyway, so you are one of the finalists for this millionaire first millionaire of the year promotion, which is pretty darn exciting. But it's
Yes, it is.
not just you. So can you tell me about the story of everybody who's in on it on your end?
Sure. This probably started about 3 years ago, I'm thinking. I started a lottery pool with my friends here in town, and it just, I think I started out with 8, maybe 10, and it just kept growing. It kept growing. I always kept saying, all right, two more. I want an even number, two more, and then I'm going to be done. And next thing you know, we're at 20, 22. So, and I said, that's it. No more. I'm not going to do it no more. So they all love it. They all love it. You know, I send them their tickets every twice a week, and you know, if we win something, we just buy more tickets. You know, so it just goes right back into the lottery. So,
Well, that's a lot for you to keep track of. I'm always impressed
yeah, it is.
by the person who is the one buying the tickets because everybody else just puts their money in, but you're the one who actually has to get it done.
That's right. I even have a spreadsheet with everybody on it. That's the only way I can keep track. So.
Yeah, oh, well, you know what? You're following the steps that we tell people to do.
That's right.
What was it, Rob, that made you initially start doing this? Was it like a particular big jackpot run or just something else?
I think I've always been into the lottery, even by myself. My wife plays once in a while, so I mean, I've always played the Powerball or the Mega Millions. You know, every time I get up there, I'd be playing. So I thought, you know, I want more play, so why not involve more people? So.
Yeah.
Better chances of winning, you know.
Yeah.
So.
So now, as you said, your group is up to 22, and I
Yep.
think you have said that you know most of these folks through work. But can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that's correct. Most of my friends are through work, and we're all good people here, and I have one person that's not at work, and that's one of my brothers, and you know, he's been in it since the start too. Once he found out I was doing it, he goes, I want to be in, so, but yeah.
Because nobody wants to be the only person still at work when the rest of the group wins, right?
That's right. That's right.
And so you tell me now. Tell me where you work.
I work for ConAgra in Waterloo, Iowa.
Okay, and you work in a warehouse there, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a warehouse associate. Yep.
Okay, and then so most of the folks in your group work with you at the warehouse?
Yeah, a good share of them. Yes. Yes, they do.
And then so I think one person in particular is retired, or then are some of them just your friends and they don't work there?
And yeah, a couple of them that did retire and they're still in it. Yes, they are.
Okay.
They decided they didn't want to get out and they tell me that we're going to win this thing. So.
So then came the VIP club and this promotion for the first Powerball Millionaire of the Year, and you had entered tickets. And then we called you and said, you're one of the finalists, but then you told us, well, it's not just me, it's all of these other people. And
Yeah,
so,
you know, I
go ahead.
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say,
I
initially you were trying to keep it quiet, but I don't know if that would have
yeah,
worked very well.
yeah, and a lot of them didn't even know I was doing it. So I mean, they're all. I love the surprise on their face when I love. I think the biggest thing for me was the surprise on everybody's face and how happy they were that we had the opportunity to be where we're at on this.
So
So.
your group for now has won the $10,000 cash plus a home entertainment package. Tell me how you went about splitting up that entertainment package, because it's not like you can cut the TV into 22 pieces.
That's right. That's right. We just basically took all the prize packages, and I invited one of my friends over that's in the group, and my wife took part of it, and we put everybody's name in a bowl, and we drew the names, and that's how we came about with the prizes. And so I was pretty excited. I even got one. You know, it's like my luck keeps continuing. So I'm just expecting to win the big one, so here we go.
I love that. So you had your own lottery drawing as part of this winning experience. So
that's right. So, I got to tell you, texting everybody that won, and it was great. I wish everybody could have won. I mean, we all got something, you know. So
yeah,
we all get something.
I was gonna say you already have the cash prize, and then some people got even more than that. So
that's right.
Then after this, we'll look forward to New Year's. And tell me what you think New Year's is going to be like. Is it going to be like the longest New Year's ever?
You know, the funny thing about New Year's is I told my wife, I said, Kyle, we're going to have to stay up past our bedtime. and we're even having a New Year's Eve party, so I can't imagine the last time we had a New Year's Eve party, if we ever had one. And I invited every one of my Lotto 22 group to join us, and they want to take part, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Well, I did the math, and if your group wins, before taxes, it would be $45,000 something, like $45,500 for everybody. That's a lot of celebrating up in your area.
You bet. That's a nice chunk of change.
Have you thought about what you would do with the winnings if you win?
My wife wants a newer vehicle, so I think that's where we're going to go, and I'm going to help her out with that. You know, and I've always wanted a Donkey Kong machine, so maybe I'll buy myself a Donkey Kong machine because I'm an 80s guy and I love arcade games, so I'm going to find me a Donkey Kong machine. I told my wife I'm always going to get one, so here's my chance.
Like one of those retro ones, one of the real ones from back in the day.
That's right. That's right. You know, I'm 50 years old, but I'll still play some Donkey Kong.
That is awesome, Rob. I love it.